Okay, today's daf is Bamitsiyah daf Kuf Aleph, and we are on daf Kuf Amid Beis, right by the two dots on the first wide line, as we continue here in Perek HaShoel, the eighth Perek of Maseches Bamitsiyah, two and a half more daf, as we keep the march on in the world of Shomrim, and we're going to get into the world of Kablanus and Chakirus. Will be coming up in the next Perek, and until we get to the final Perek, Habayis for Ha'aliyah in a couple of days. Just one Hosafa on the last Gemara that we did yesterday, and then we'll start again. The Gemara brought in the sugya of Anavim Ha'omdos Li Batzer, grapes that are almost ready to be cut, so we could view them regarding some halachos as if it's cut. Number one, this is part of the larger issue in many areas of halacha, where we're allowed to see the destiny of an item as if it has taken place already. Kol ha'omed lisrov kisarov dami. Kitusei mechta shiure. We could view an esrog as if it's ashes, even though it's here, it's in front of me, it's physically, I'm holding the esrog. No, kitusei mechta shiure, if it's an esrog of an ear and idachas, I'm allowed to view it as if it's burned already. Kol ha'omed lisrov kisarov dami. Kol ha'omed ligzos kigazes dami. Right, sometimes you have issues of chatzitza. If something is so long that it's going to be cut, so then it's kigazes dami. And here, kol ha'omed libatzer kibatzer dami. Right, these are all part of that larger issue of can you see the destiny of an item before it even happens, right? It's also connected to the sugya, not exactly, but connected to the sugya of davar shelo bala olam, right? If something didn't happen yet, do you view it as if it happened already? Is there a legal issue? Is there an umdina machshava issue? And that's also something, are we allowed to view what before it happened? Are we allowed to view it? Also connected to Breira, right? When Breira, something in the future happens, are we allowed to see the roots of that in the past? That's not exactly our case. Our case is before it happens. Kol ha'omed. When it's omed, could we already view it? Breira is, well, once it happens, can we view the roots of that distinction in the past? So given all of these are similar type of ideas about mixing up the past, present, and future in the world of halacha.
So
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So then, the one part I wanted to mention was the Nesivus. The Nesivus explains a shita of the Rimigash quoted here in the Torah, in Siman Sadi Hey, where these sugyas are quoted about Modi B'Miksas and Shomrim. The Rimigash makes a chilek. And the Rimigash says that you could say koma omed li batzer kibatzer dami or not, meaning if you anavim homeless li batzer as mechuber or talish. So he says maybe for shomrim, for the shvuas hashomrim, you could view it as mechubar, but for modiv mixas you could view it as talish. In a case where there was a machlokas, whatever the case may be, and the Nesivus explains, well, the svar of the Rimigash is somewhat straightforward, you might say. The Chiyav Shmira goes on the time of acceptance of Shmira. At that moment, the grapes were attached to the ground, and therefore you could consider them mechubar. But Shvuas Modi B'Miksas, that goes by when you take the Shvuah. Right, if somebody comes over to me and says, I gave you this, I say, no, you only gave me this, so modi b'miksas, so even within shvuos, within different types of shvuos, you have your mechalik based on what the halacha is and what the mechayev is of whatever the context that you are talking about. Okay, that's just an important tesivus in the beginning of Siman Tzadi Hey. Okay, Vayter, let's continue. First wide line. Says the Gemara, quoting the last line of the Brisa. Zomer eni yodea, zomer eni yodea, yachloku. If they each say, I don't know, right, Rashi says, a Brisa kama hader. Right, there's a similar line in the Mishnah, but the Rashi explains that it's going on the Brisa of hamachlif para v'chamor, that we just quoted about 15 lines up. They each say, they don't know whose Rishus who is born in, so we say, Yachloku. So, Hamani Sumchesi. So, who is this following the Shita of Sumches? Mamon Hamutal to Amar Mona Modipasavichalkin. Ema Seifa. But if you look in the Seifa, right, how does Rashi know that this is talking about the Brisa and not talking about the Mishnah? Because in the Mishnah, the first line that we just quoted is the last line of the Mishnah. So, you can't have a Seifa after that. That is the Seifa. That's how Rashi knows. Even though this line is exactly the same line as in the Mishnah, you know, it's talking about the Brisa. Ema Seifa. Zeomer Bershusi. Zeomer Bershusi. If they each say bavadai, it was no lad birshusi, the mocher could swear that it was birshu so. Says the Gemara, but wait a minute. Ularaba barav huna to amar ein in. Amar subchaz afilu bari vibari abari shava mocher yachlok mi boi. But according, we had a machlokas yesterday, and I'm an aleph. Whether subchaz says a shita only by shema v'shema or even by bari vibari, if he says a shita even by bari vibari, then in both cases you say yachloku. That's what Sumcha says. Mama namuta besafik chalkin. Answer: No, the Sumchas would admit hecha deika shvua daaraisa utekata liyade ukid kiderava. Like we said yesterday, Sumchas would be mode if there's another mechayiv shvua daaraisa that you don't say yachloku in that case. The chiyiv shvua daaraisa overrides, and that is what we would say here. Why dafka to cut the yade, as Rashi explains, so it's not a case of halach, and it's a case of mimin ataina, right? All the details that we had on yesterday's daf to fit into the fact that it was a shvua d'oraisa. Okay, we continue now into the next Mishnah. Again, all of these Mishnayos are related to two Mishnayos ago, when there was a machlokas between the Shoel and the Mashil, the Masker and the Socher, when something occurred, what is owed. So, Bein Adam Lachaveiro, types of machlokas regarding issues of what happened, so that's why these Mishnayos are here too, even though these aren't specifically related to the Shomrim and Sheela, but they're similar enough, the Reb Yehuda Anasi put them here. So, says the Mishnah, Hamocher Zeisav Le'etzim, I sell an olive tree, but my olive tree is a very, very inferior type of tree. Very few olives are produced. So I'm selling it to you to cut down for firewood. Hamocher Zesav Leitzen. The Asu Pachas Mirvius Lasah. And before you, the buyer, got to cut it down, it produced a little bit of oil. Little bit. Pachas Mirvius Lasah. Hare Elu Shabala Zesim. So the halacha is that those belong to the Baal HaZeisim, right? That's what we assume in that case, that's what his kavana would be. Says the Mishnah, but if it produces more, asu revius l'sa'ah, but if they produced a larger amount before it was produced, ze omer zisi gadlu v'ze omer artzi gadla, this one says, hey, it was my olives. Right, you didn't cut it down, yet it's my olives that grew. You bought it for the firewood. And this one says, no, it was in my land. Right, so then you would say yachloku in that case. That is the first part of the Mishnah. Let's just talk about that first. So the Meiri says here, first of all, what's the case that you're allowed to cut down an olive tree? What are we talking about? So the Meiri says, Hamocha Zesav Leitzim, Kigo shall you Zesav Ra'os. Umachran lakutz l'sreifa, v'shiya osam b'karka ad shehotziu peiros. Right, and there was an inferior type of olives that he sold it to burn. So im azesim ra'im kol kach shelo asa revias shemen l'sa'ah shel zesim. Right, it's so little. Tahar elu shabal azesim v'yin l'bal akarka b'em klum. Batel hu b'mi'uto. If such a little amount is produced, then the owner, the seller, can't say that, oh, I meant to have this in mind. It's so little. I sold it to you. I'm finished with it. And therefore, it's batel b'miyuto. V'im asu revius. But if it produced a certain amount, v'nechel kubo bala karka u'bala zesim. And there's a machlokes between the bala karka. Wait, it grew in mine. The bala zesim said, no, you sold it to me. V'aklomer. V'avavisha shneihem garmu mikol makom zayis ikar. That's what one says. Vizelmer arti gadla, rotzolomar, shahakarka ikar, yachloku. So they're each saying the truth, right? Zesi and karka. But yachloku, you split it in that case. This reminds us, a little fascinating before we talk about trees, right? It reminds us a little bit of the Gemara and the Maharal that we have mentioned in other contexts in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel. Remember the sugi in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel, Elu ve'elu divrei l'kim chayim. The Gemara there describes that Beishamay Beis Hillel had a machlokas for a number of years. Shalom shalom nechloku Beishamay Beis Hillel. Halalo omrim halacha kumosenu. Falalo omrim halacha kumosenu. Yatsa baskol v'yamra. Elu ve'elu de relikim chayim. Falacha kumos Hillel. Right, famous Gemara. One of the only two places in or so in Shas that Elu ve'elu comes up. The halacha like Beis Hillel v'chulu, and the Gemara continues. Why don't we pass on like Beis Hillel? Because nochin va'aluvim v'chulu. Ask the Ritva on that Gemara. The Ritva quotes the Rabbani Tzarfas, which is fascinating, amazing, right? The Ritva Chachmei Sfarad Dafke in the sugi of Elu ve'elu quotes the Rabbani Tzarfas, and he says, "What does this mean? How can you have multiple truths?" 2 plus 2 is only 4. Right? What does it mean that Elu ve'elu, Devei Elokim Chayim, that Beis Shammai is quote-unquote right, or has halachic validity, right, in terms of conceptual analysis at least, if not, you can't say normative behavior, you have to have one psak, but what does it mean? Hechefsha sheyishneim Devei Elokim Chayim, v'zeh osev v'zeh matir. So the Ritva quotes, v'tirtzu, the Rabbani Tzarfas explained, ki kesha'ala Moshe la'marom l'kabel Torah, when Moshe went up to Har Sinai to accept the Torah, heru lo akol davar v'davar, memtes panim le'isro, memtes panim le'heter. Hashem showed him many different reasons and svaras to be matir and to be oser for every item. V'shol HaKadosh Baruch Hu alzeh, he asked Hashem, what is going on here? Tell me, is this mutter or aser? Is this tame or tar? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Shehezeh masur l'chachme Yisrael shebecholder v'ador v'yia hachra kemosam. I leave it up to the Chachme Hador to figure out. Right? It relates a little bit to what we had earlier, the sugya and Peivav, Rabbah, 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 Chmeini. Maybe we're passing against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's the Ritva. So again, what does this mean? What does this mean that there are Memtes Panim Latame and Memtes Panim Latar and Isser and Mutter? So the Maharal and the Ber HaGola in Ber Rishon, Perakei, on that, explaining that Ritva gives the mashal of the tree. The tree, that's where this lashon comes up. The Ritva says, the Maharal says, if you ask 10 people, what makes a tree grow? So one person will say water, and one person will say the soil, and one person will say the sun, and one person, everybody will say something different. And what's the real answer? Everybody's right. Just a question of perspective. Question of what you think is Iker and what you think is Tafel. That's the mashal that the Maharal gives. V'tucha lomar, sheyesh bo, I'm sorry, let's start from the beginning of the sentence. Kamosha ba'olam, nimsa davar murkav mehefachim. V'tucha lomar al ha'etz, shu misyachis al yisod hamayim. V'cheinu ames, sheyesh bo min hamayim. V'tucha lomar, sheyesh bo min yisod ha'avir, the air. V'cheinu ames, v'tlo timsa davar pashal lagamri. Everything in life is complex. So too in mitzvos. Everything is complex. It's not a simple compound. It's complex. And therefore, if one person says Zesai and one person says Artsi, they're both right. The question is what you think is the Iker and what you think is the Tafel. That's exactly the Lashon that the Me'iri used here to explain this. Ze Omer Zesi Godlu v'Ze Omer Artsi Godlu. Right? And once they both say that, and that's the mashal that the Maharal gives. So, if there's a little bit, then it's just batel, he doesn't care about it. And if it's a larger amount, then you say yachloku, because you give both of them some value and some significance. Also related to this Mishnah, obviously, is the issue of cutting down fruit trees. Right? We know there's an Isser Daraisa of Bal Tashchis. Right? What is that allowed to cut down a fruit tree? It's a pasuk in Parsha Shoftim. The Torah tells us that you're not allowed to cut down, even when you're besieging a city, you're not allowed to cut down fruit trees. That's the Isser of Bal Tashchis. What about all other destructive behavior? So is that also Isser Daraisa? Or is that, the Torah talks about trees. So that is a mystery even within the Rambam himself. The Rambam's Lashon is that you only get Malkus for trees. But then he seems to say that everything's Asa Daraisa. But he only says Malkus for trees. So that's the mystery. The Rambam says in Hilchos Malachim in Perek Vav, Ein kotes en ilani machal, shechutz la madina, ve'ein monin ve'yam amas amayim, kadei she'yivashu. You're not allowed to cut down the trees, you're not allowed to starve them, so to speak, and not give them water. Shedemar los ashkos es eitzav, chalakotz eitz, loke. And if anybody cuts down a fruit tree, he gets Malkus. V'loba matzar belvada, not only in a siege situation, el b'chol makom, kol hakotzitz ilon, ma'achol, derech hashchasa, loke. If anybody cuts down a fruit tree, they get Malkus. There is a mystery why this is not in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch does not have the halachas of Baltashkus. The Taz on Yeridea points out that mystery, why it's not there. Okay, not for now. So the Gemara continues, kol ilon srak, mutter lakutz oso. Any non-fruit-bearing tree, you're allowed to cut it down. V'chulu. And then the Rambam adds, V'loha ilonos bilvad, ela kol ha-meshaber kelim, v'korea begadim, v'horeis binyan. Anyone who does any type of destructive behavior, you break a kli, or you rip clothing, destroy a house, v'sosim ma'ayan, u'ma'abed ma'achalos, derech hashchasa, over below tashchas. Stop there. What does the Rambam sound like? It's a daraisa even by non-trees. Over Bebal Tashchis. But then the Rambam adds, Ve'ino loke ala makas mardus midivrehem. But you only get Malkus midirabanan. So why is that? Sometimes you have Yisurei Daraisa with Malkus Rabbanan, you don't get Malkus for technical reasons. It's not Mefurish Mikra. Other times, Malkus mardus is a reflection that it's Rabbanan. But this is the line in the Rambam that it's not 100% clear which one he says. But this is the sugya about Tashkos, which has come up. The Sefer Chinuch quotes his idea of what the Isra about Tashkos is about, different than others. Pashas, what's Tashkos about? You're destroying something that can be used. Right? So you are rejecting God's goodness, so to speak. Hashem gives you something and you're rejecting it. That's what Tashkos is about. You're forfeiting the Hana'ah that you would be able to get. That's one idea about Tashkos. The Sefer Chinuch, Kedarko Bakodesh, speaks nothing of that sense. The Sefer HaChinuch says, you know what Tashkos is about? You are going to become a destructive personality. Acharei pe'ulos timshachos halavavos. Now you do with what hana'ah that you could get from it. No, he says, lulamei l'nafsheinu le'ahova tova to'elas u'lidavik bo. U'mitokak titvak lanu hatova. V'narchik mikol davar ra u'mikol davar hashchasa. Nothing to do with getting benefit. He says, "V'lo ya'abdu afilu gargel shel chardal, even a tiny little nothing, you know, not to get, not to destroy, because that affects who we are, and we should make ourselves personalities that don't destroy." Again, many nafkaminas, the difference between these two approaches: destruction because you're squandering the hana, or just per se a ma'isa hashchas is a problem. What about pachas bishir? Right? Is there a pruta's minimum for the Minchas Chinuch talks about that? You have to destroy a pruta's worth. What about sheval tase? Minchas Yitzchak, we've quoted this shuv in the past. Somebody came back to Eretz Yisrael, and in Eretz Yisrael they were makpid on pas Yisrael, which we know is a chumra lechadchila in the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch quotes it by Aseres Yemei Tshuva, pas Yisrael. But in Chutz La'aretz it was more difficult, so he had pas Akum. And he comes back to Eretz Yisrael and he still has the pas Akum with him. Is he allowed to eat it? Could he just leave it over and then not eat it? So is there Baal Tashkos b'shei Baal Tase? That was his case. Relating it to another case, but either way, this is the sugya of Baal Tashkos, cutting down trees, bichlal. We've noted the Shelas Yaveis and others have discussions of it. When is there a tzorech? What if the value of the wood is worth more than the fruit? What if you really need to build something here? What if you want to just replant it somewhere else? All different important topics we discuss in Baba Kama, where the main sugya comes up. Okay, second line of the Mishnah. Shataf Nahar Zesav, Vinasan Latov Sadachadero. There was a tremendous hurricane, and the hurricane made the river overflow, and the river took my olive tree, uprooted it, and replanted it in my neighbor's field. Sometimes you find, by natural disasters, things are down the block from where they started. So, what's the halacha? And then it grows. So, Ze Omer Zesi Gadlu. So, the original owner says, it's my olives. My olives grew, it's my tree. V'zeh omer aitzikah, and the other one says, no, now it's in my land, and therefore it's mine. So yachloku, there too we say yachloku in this case. And the Gemara doesn't give any impression that this is only limited to sumchas. Right? It's a case of, you would say yachloku in this case, because they both have value to their shita, like the Ritva said before. They're both, based on that maharal that we saw, they both can be right. The question is, what's the ikker? But in case of financial, dine mamanis, we would say that you split it. Hey chidami, what exactly was the case back in the Reisha? Back in the Reisha, where we're mechalek between how many olives were produced. If it's a very little bit of olives, so the mocher doesn't really care, just keep it. But if it's a larger amount of olives, then we split it. So what exactly is the case? Hey chidami, e da amar le kotz la'alter, if he told him to cut it down right away, so then afilu pachon mir, if he is nami la'bala karka, if he said to cut it down right away, then he is being misalik himself, I don't want anything, so no matter what, it should belong, afilu even pachon mir, should go to the balakarka. Ida amar le kol emas de bayis coats, and if he says, whenever you want it, just cut it down whenever you're ready, afilu revius nami la balazesim. So even if it's more, right, it should belong to the balazesim. So the Gemara says, lo tzricha damar le stami, he didn't tell him. He just cut it down, he didn't say right away, he didn't say whatever you want. So, pachas may revius lo kapti inshi, we assume less than revius, people are not machmed about, revius kapti inshi. And revius, people are machmed about, and that's why you'd have to say yachloku in that case. Amar Shimon Pazi, revius sha'amru, and the revius measurement that we said, chutz min ha'utza, that's measured besides the expenses that he has, by cutting them and producing the oil from them, separate from that, you determine the revius. Okay, second part of the Mishnah. That's what the Gemara mostly talks about on the daf. So the tree is uprooted based on the river and it's replanted in the new person's rishus. Shadav nar is Esav. So what does the Mishnah say? Yachloku. Machlokas now within Reish Lakish. First, Ula. Amar Ula Amar Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, Lo Shanu, when do we say that you say Yachloku Ela Shene Ekru Bigushehen? First of all, that it was uprooted with the dirt around it, and then it was replanted in the new spot. Ula Achar Shalosh. And only after 3 years of its being replanted do we say Yachloku in that case. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. But Ava Bitoch Shalosh, but within the first 3 years, Hakol Shabala Zesim. Everything belongs to the Bala Zesim. Why? I mean the original owner. To Amar Le, Iyana Tad Bitoch Shalosh, Miyavi Achalt. Well, if you would have planted a tree, would you eat? No, it's Arwa the first 3 years. Right? It's a Daraisa to get Hanah from it. So why should I give you anything? After 3 years, fine. We'll split it. But within the first 3 years, it's all mine. And that's why also it has to be only if it was replanted with the dirt around it. Because then it's not Arla. Then it's as if not a new tree is being planted. It's an old tree that is being replanted. As long as it has the dirt around it, you do not start the year's count again. So that's the first version of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says you only split it after 3 years. But the first 3 years, then the Baal HaZesim, the original owner, gets everything. Right? Rashi explains all of this, all of these details, why they're all needed. Rashi on Nekru Gushayan, Imakarka, Shesvivo Seyan, Sheyecholon Lichlos Al Yado. You'd be able, it'll be able to live with the dirt surrounding it, Paturimina Arla. Then there's no restarting of the count for Arla in that case, because it was replanted with its dirt. But within the 3 years, we say it all belongs to the Baal Hazesim. Says the Gemara, Balei Malei. But 1 second, why can't he tell him? Iana, why can't the new owner, meaning the Balakarka, say, Iana nati lachar shalosh, havechon lekule? 1 minute. But if I planted a tree in my yard, after 3 years, it's all mine. It's all mine. So hashta ka'achal palka b'hadoi. So here, at least, I'm never going to get it. So you're telling me I'm going to have half afterwards, not a whole? So at least now I should also have a section. I should also have some even before the 3 years, because after the 3 years, I already foresee it's going to be less than I would have if I did it myself. So why should you say that I get nothing during the first 3 years? So the Gemara says, okay, Ela Kiyasa Ravin Amar Reish Lakish. When Ravins came, he said the name Reish Lakish differently. Lo Shanu, again, when they came from Eretz Yisrael, and Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan were studying there, they gave this report in Bavel. Lo Shanu, when do we say Yachloku Ela Shenekru B'Gushayan U'Bitok Shalosh? Within 3 years is when you say Yachloku. Avalachar Shalosh, Hakola Balakarka. But after 3 years, everything is to the Balakarka, meaning where it is right now, to Amale, because he could say, Iyanonati Lachar Shalosh, Milo Haviachana Lekule, after 3 years is all mine. Right, if I would have planted a tree. So too now, it's in my Rishus, so it's all mine. Valei Malei, similar question. Iat Natat Betoch Shalosh, Lo Haviachal. But if you would have planted, you would have gotten nothing the first 3 years. So hashtag achal palga badoi. Now you're getting at least half. So I should also have some rights after the 3 years, because I'm giving you more. I'm giving you fruit in the first 3 years. Says the Gemara, no. For that he could have an answer back. Mishum to Amar Lei, he could say, Iyananati, you're telling me that you, the original owner, should have rights in the first 3 years, but no, it's worse for me in the first 3 years anyway. Iavinati, if I would have planted something in the first 3 years, havi katini, it would have been very small, the tree. It wouldn't have been so much shade. Vizarana techusayu silk of a yark. I could have planted some vegetables underneath. Right, there would have been a more sun there, which aren't subject to Arla. And therefore, so I'm losing also. So I'm also sacrificing in the first 3 years by giving you. And therefore, after 3 years, I have every right to say that it is all mine. Period. That is the Gemara, the 2 days in Reish Lakish. Tosfos points out, as Rashi said on the top, Nekru Gushayan, Nokat Hachi Mishum Toch Shalosh. Because why does it say it was uprooted with the dirt around it? Because in Lokein Havi Arla, as we know, it would be Arla without that. The Ramban on Ala Torah discusses the message, our take-home message for Arla. V'tama mitzvah zo, says the Ramban in Parshas Kedoshim, Yutes Chaf Gimel. What are we supposed to think about the first 3 years that we're not able to enjoy the fruits? So he quotes the Rambam in the Mor Nevuchim, as he does often, Al HaTorah. He quotes the Rambam's Mor Nevuchim in Chelek Gimel Simen Lamed Zayin. Kitama Barov Mitzvot. So he quotes what he says by many mitzvahs. What does the Rambam say? What's the most common reason for mitzvahs in Mor Nevuchim? Avodah Zarah. Anti-Avodah Zarah. So the Rambam there says also, ki hayu lachar tumim ula machashvim bizman ahu mine kishuf, there used to be magicians who were able at that time to produce fruit very, very quickly. Ya'asu osam be'ez de tiyas o'ilonos v'yachshavu ki bahem yimahera ilon lo'otzi piryo kodos vano. They used to do abracadabra when they planted the fruit, and in that way they would be able to produce the fruit quicker than natural causes would. Hayadua b'minhago shalolam. Ubevo'o yakrivo esapri lefnei avodes gelilim she'asu b'shma hakishavahu. And then they would bring that fruit that they used the name of Avodah Zarah in the production, they would bring it to the Avodah Zarah. L'chach tzivsa ha-torah b'isr ha-pri ha-bakodim shalashadim. You know what? 3 years off limits. Total opposite. Shalo yavo lasos hamaasim haraim ahem ki rube ho'ilanos yaviu peiros b'shana haravias b'shana ochlenu l'fnei Hashem hefech achla mosel l'fnei avodes gelilim. And not only that, wait, delay, and the fourth year you bring it to the Yerushalayim. Ravai, the opposite of the behavior of the b'nei avodah zarah. The Ramban though himself has a different shot. He says l'chabed es Hashem meireishes kol tvuasenu. We want to give Hashem the first. The first that grows, just like Bikurim we give from the Shivas Haminim to the Kohen. So we want to give from all of our fruit. Mipriya eitz v'tvos hakerem v'lo nochal b'hem ad shenavi kol pri shana achas hilulam Hashem. We want to bring the first ones. The problem is, in the first 3 years, generally, the fruit don't grow so well. They're inferior, they're small, so we're going to give that to God. We're going to give those small types of fruit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Ramban, that's why. We wait 3 years because there's not such good fruit anyway during the first 3 years. The fourth year, the first year that there's going to be nice, robust fruit, so that we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hine, ein ha-pri b'toch shalosh shanim ro'oi l'hakrivo, l'fnei Hashem ha-nichpa, l'fnei shu mu'at, ve'ein ha-ilah notzim b'pir yutam o'reach tov b'toch shalosh shanim, v'lakach namtin l'kulam, v'lo nito mehem ad shenavi min ha-neta, shenatanu kol pir yu'arishon ha-tov kodesh l'fnei Hashem, v'shom yochluhu v'yahalalu es shem Hashem. V'ha-mitzvah zoz dome l'mitzvahs bikurim. As we just said, same message as the Ramban for bikurim, and the Isser of Arla. Good. So 2 days in Reish Lakish. What exactly was the case of the Mishnah? Again, the Mishnah says, my tree was uprooted, planted in someone else's field. Do I say that we split it the first 3 years, and after that it all belongs to the Balakarka? Or do we say no? We split it after the 3 years. The first 3 years, it belongs all to the Balazesim, to the original owner. 2 days. Says the Gemara Tana. Says the Brisa, Amar Hala Zesai Ani Notel. What if the guy who lost the tree wants to take his tree back? Zesai Ani Notel. I want my tree back. So then what's the halacha? Ein Shomin Lo. We don't listen to him. Tosus points out that we make him pay for the tree, but if the tree is there, he stays there. My Taima, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael. Yishev Eretz Yisrael doesn't only have to do with people. It has to do with trees. Planting trees, as we know, so much significance to lower on the totem pole, tzomeach in Eretz Yisrael, let alone people in Eretz Yisrael. But that's the mishumish of Eretz Yisrael. Leave the tree, and in that way, you won't be able. He won't be able to take it out. Amrav Yirmiya could go and dot Sricha Rapa. What a grape sock. Right, I wouldn't have known this without this statement of Rabbi Yochanan. Mishum dot sricha rava, Rashi. Shem lo pirsha Rabbi Yochanan lo hayu omrim osa misfar. I wouldn't have said this misfar. Then the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef says, what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush of this line, sricha rava, kugon da, even if you're replanting it in a different place in Eretz Yisrael? So you might say, what's the problem? From one point of Eretz Yisrael to another point of Eretz Yisrael. Says the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, but in this spot, there's a problem. In this spot, there's a hachashus. Mistavra, says the Nebuchadnezzar Yosef, Tiafilo Erozalito Zesav Kedilanata Mamakam Acher, Eid Shomelo, Shahari Mimakom She Okrin, Yesh Bolachush, Misha Misha Eretz Yisrael. Right? You can't trade one for the other. And therefore, it is something that we would be nervous about. Again, the message is clear. Every spot, like the Ramban, if you remember the Ramban, where he counts the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael in the Hosafas to Mitzvah Dalet, he talks all about the different elements of living there, not setting up any other land. But he also says part of the mitzvah Zaseh is not to leave any part of Eretz Yisrael lishmama, desolate. Building up any area is a mitzvah. Remember the Gemara says, I think, about Omri, more in Chelek. Omri, one of the kings that were not so great. One of the Risha kings. Why was he Zochet to have a Malchus for so long, for decades? Because he built up some of the churvos in Eretz Yisrael. He built up some of the cities, right? Even when he was terrible over there, Zara, but he built up Churvos Eretz Yisrael, and therefore he was Zohar. Like here too, even one tree worth is a problem. Period. Tanan Asam says the Mishnah in Maseches Demai. The next 15 lines have nothing to do with us, but the end of the discussion says the same kind of line of Kagon Datzri Haraba, great psak. So because of that last line, that's why this is brought here. Says the Mishnah Maseches Demai, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, HaMakabel Se'avosa Ben Anachri, if somebody is Makabel, what's Makabel? A sharecropper. There are different types of sharecroppers. Sometimes some sharecroppers get a percentage of the produce produced, and some pay a finite, a fixed amount, no matter what is produced. So Makabel is someone who gets a percentage. So Makabel Se'avosa Ben Anachri, so it's a non-Jewish field, and a Jew is working in it, Ma'aser V'nosein Lo. The Jew has to take off Chumas and Maisris from the entire produce before he gives the guy his section. V'nosein Lo, right, which is a big chumrah, right? You might say he should just have to take off from his own a percentage of what he's going to get. No, says the Mishnah, he has to take off from everything, right, on all the tefua, and then give the Nachri his chelek. So it's going to be more difficult for the Jewish worker. What's the svara for this? Savrua. Well, first of all, says the Gemara, my steavosav. What does steavosav mean? Right, his forefather's field, Eretz Yisrael. So we say steavosav means Eretz Yisrael. V'yamai karilah steavosav, stay Avraham, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov. It's the Sadeh of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Right, it's been pointed out that the first conversation that Hashem has with Avraham, and with Yitzchak, and with Yaakov, all are about Eretz Yisrael. Every single one of them. Right, and obviously Lech Lecha, that's the beginning of Lech Lecha, the first thing Hashem says to Avraham, Lech Lecha me'aretz Lecha. But it's not only Avraham, it's almost every one of the leaders. Moshe Rabbeinu is mentioned also. But if you look in Toldos, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks to Yitzchak, right before Sheni, Vayere Elav Hashem, Vayomer Al Teirin Mitzrayimah, Shchon ba'aretz asher amar elecha, Gor ba'aretz azos, Vayemcha ba'varachecha, Kilchol azaracha, Atenes kol aretz oso el, V'chulu. And Yaakov Avinu, the first time Hashem speaks to Yaakov, right, in Perek Chaf Ches, right, when Yaakov is running away from Esav, the first time we have direct communication between Hashem and Yaakov, the beginning of Vayetze, Perek Chaf Ches, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Hashem is on the ladder, and what does Hashem say? Ha'aretz asher atah shochev aleha l'chol d'nenu l'zarecha, v'ari zarecha kaf ha'aretz, u'farasta yama v'kenu v'safona, that's what the Gemara here calls Eretz Yisrael, Stei Avosav. It's the Sadeh of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, right? Because they were each promised it, the first conversation that Hashem had with them. So again, back to the Gemara. So what's the case here? So the Jew has to be Maaser from all of the produce, not just his own. V'kasavar, why? This Mishnah must hold, Ein Kinyan L'Nachri B'Eretz Yisrael, Afkiyem Yidei Maaser. A non-Jew's ownership does not have enough power to uproot the kedusha to say there's no mitzvah, there's no kedusha on the land. Right, big sugi maseches gittin. Ain kinyan lagai, and therefore the entire produce has kedusha, and you have to go through some ma'aser from the entire produce. Umikabel kichoker, and we assume a mikabel, a one type of sharecropper where he gets a percentage, is similar to a choker where he has to give a fixed amount. By a choker, there's more reason to say that it really belongs to the sharecropper. It's like he's renting it. He's paying a fixed amount and then he's using it. Dummy. It's compared. And therefore, ma choker, just like a choker, bein avad, ubein lo avad, ba yisurei. And just like whether, no matter what the, how much produce was produced, he has to take off maaser from the whole thing. Umeitanle, and then give it to the owner. Dechi poreachov aso dami, because he's like being poreachov, because he's using the land that he's just paying a fixed amount. Af mekabonami, so too with a percentage type of sharecropper. Ki poreachov aso dami. Ma'aser v'nosein lo. So that is the first suggestion of what the Pshat of the Mishnah is. It's all of these assumptions. It's talking about Eretz Yisrael. It's holding Ein Kinyan L'Akov and Mechabek L'Choker Dami, and that's why he has to take off everything. Ein Kinyan L'Akov is one of the big sugyas in terms of Heter Mechira, one of the big assumptions. Chazon Ish has a limitation on the principle, but not for now. But that's one of the big sugyas in the halacha discussion of Heter Mechira. One second. What about the Brisa though? That relates to the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says, Hamakabel Steavosav mi Meitzik Nachri. If somebody gets a Steavosav from a Nachri who was a Meitzik, an Anas, a pirate, right? And he takes the land illegally, ma'aser v'nosin lo. So there you have to take off ma'aser. So why does the Brisa specifically talk about a meitzik? Are you meitzik? Abilo ain't meitzik nami. Meitzik is somebody who totally doesn't have rishus. Why? Because karkein and exelis, says the Ritva. So the meitzik, the pirate, for sure, he doesn't have ownership, and the worker has to be ma'aser on everything. But why does the Brisa only say a meitzik? What about stam? Any type of nachri. So Ella, really, we must rework the Mishnah. Ella ola miyesh kinyan l'nachri b'eretz Yisrael afkia midei ma'aser. Really, a guy's ownership would be mafkia. So what about the Mishnah? Umakabal afka choker dami. Just because you are a sharecropper with a percentage, you're not called an owner. Umay stay avosav mamish. No, it means your family's field that was taken by someone. That's where we say you, even though really it belongs to the guy. Yesh kinyan. But Chazal, the Rabbanan said, you know what? You have the chiv to take off ma'isrus. Ulodideu de kansua Rabbanan. Chazal fined him, not because he did anything wrong, but just to encourage him. The idi de chaviva alei, because this field is precious to you, it's your family's plot. Tafi va'azl makabile. You'll work it, then you'll get it. Abul inish to amalo. But other people, Chazal did not give that encouragement. Ulodide maitame kansua Rabbanan. And exactly why did they do this? What's the reason for the chiyuv? Amar Yochanan, kadesh tehe bara biyado, so that it will become strong and firm in his hand. Meaning, eventually he's going to be paying this extra. He's going to try to just buy it back from the guy, right? Because it's his family's, and he's paying a lot extra, so he is going to get it back. That's what Chazal did. And Amar Yirmi, why? Again, Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael. That's the connection also. And Amar Yirmi, or Yirmi says, oh, can go and da. Sricha Rava, just like Rabbi Yochanan said it earlier here too. Great psak. Rabbi Yochanan, who is the Baal, he's the Mar Da'asra of Eretz Yisrael, right? The Baal Talmud Yerushalmi, Rabbi Yochanan. So nobody more appropriate than him to make these psakim about the importance of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Period. Itmar, says the Gemara. Again, this next case is a crucial case for many sugyas. Again, we don't have time to go into it so much in depth, but it's an important, a lot of principles come out of this yisod. Itmar, says the Gemara, Hayori l'toksada chaveiro v'nata shlo b'rshus. I go into your backyard and I plant things. I plant trees, and now you have trees in your backyard. Do you have to pay me for it? Do you have to pay me for my labor? Do you have to pay me for my fruit? Amar Rav shamin lo v'yado la tachtona. You see exactly your shamin, see how much it's worth, and yado, the planter's rights are on the tachtona, on the lower level, meaning it depends what's more, the appreciation, the production, or the expenses. Whichever is less, that's what the worker gets. Right? Yado ala tachtona. Ushmuel amar, omdin kama adam rotza litein besadazu lenota. And Shmuel says, no, you go see, you know, how much would a person want to give to have this apple tree planted in his field? How much would he want to give? Villa, and says the Gemara, Amara Papa, Velo Pligi, there's really no machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Kan besada asuyalita, kan besada shena asuyalita. If it's a field that people usually plant trees in, they don't plant like tvua, so then Shmuel's right. You see how much a person would want to give to have this tree planted. But if it's a sada shena asuyalita, then yado ala tachtona, because who said I wanted to plant the tree here? Okay, I have some hana, but who said I wanted to plant the tree, and therefore, Rav's psak is correct. The Chashuk Echemed here has many cases, halacha lemaisa, about this type of circumstance. Just one case is that a painter worked out to paint Reuven's apartment. So he calls Reuven, and he's like, I'm going out, I'm going to put the key in the electrical box outside the house. So just find the key and go in and paint my house. So he goes and he paints the guy's house and he puts the key back. Fine. Reuven comes home that day and sees his house is not painted. What happened? The person who lives on the other side of the hall has the same last name and he also keeps his key in the electric box. And he went and took the key and he painted the other guy's house. So, like, so now the question is, so I painted your house without permission. Do you have to at least pay me for it? Did your house need a paint job? Right? Would you have paid? Right? Yori l'tov sada chaveiro. Shalom b'rshus. Right? These are all types of halacha. And again, he had like three or four cases like that where I did something for you without asking. Do you say zachin? Is there financial repercussions for this? Rav Shechter also in Eretz HaTzvi in Siman Chavtes, we quoted this back two prakim ago, so, where he speaks about the concept of schiris paulim. Schiris paulim, hiring out workers, might not be just a hischaivus midas, an agreement between us. You're my worker and I agree to pay you. There might be something deeper about schiris paulim, meaning the second that we create the relationship, Hashem says that I have to pay you. It's not that I have agreed to pay you as my worker. The second that we buy into the Poel relationship, so then Memela, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying that I have to pay. And that's why there might be halachos that are even beyond the umdina, right? Paying the worker on time. What if he's mochel? No, there still might be a chiv to pay on time. What if it's pachos bishavet pruta? There still might be a chiv because it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this also relates to that. Our din of Yori Latoch Sada Chavero. What do I have to pay you at, pay you at all? Right? Even if it's Neged the Ratzon of the Balabayas. And he quotes the Gemara we had about a couple of weeks ago. Remember the sugyas where the Balabayas Dafayin Vav, where the Balabayas says to his Shliach, go hire workers for three, and he tells him four, and most people pay four. So it could be that he's going to have to pay four, even though he said only three. No, it could be once there's a relationship created that's more than a regular hischayvus midas. There's a chiddush haTorah of schiris poalim, and that's where the chiyuv comes from. And again, there are a number of nafkaminas how this would apply. Again, even pachat mishver pruta hischayvus on a ba'en. Other nafkaminas he gives in Simon Chavtes in Eretz Hatzvi. Viter says the Gemara, v'hadar Rav ask any line, that which Rav said, that if it's a field that's not normally planted, we say that yado ala tachtona, so la beferish itmar ela mechala itmar. Really, Rav never gave a shear about it, but we just saw it in a story. Dahi, it's not my fault that this Ahmed Alav is jam-packed. Ahmed Beis, we spent a lot of time on too, on the bottom. Dahi das v'lakami d'Rav, Ahmed zil shumle, a similar type of case like this, somebody came in front of Rav, right, he went down into his friend's field, and Rav says, you know what, estimate, see how much it's worth. Amalei lo be'ina, no, I don't want to, I don't want it. Amalei zil shum lebi adol atachtona, don't worry, estimate it, and the planter is going to have the lower hand. Amalei lo be'ina, he still says, I don't want this in my field. L'sof chazia de gadra v'kaminter la, even after all the complaints, we see that the owner of the field put a fence around the tree, meaning he's not so upset. Meaning a fence to protect that nobody else takes it. Right? Now I see your Megala, your Das, that you're happy about it. Meaning, Rashi explains. So it is a Sadeh Ha'asuyalita, and therefore, Zul Shumle, Yado Al Ho'el Yona. Because Shmuel's right, right? And that's the case that Rav and Shmuel are not arguing. But once it's a case of Asuyalita, then we would pass it like Shmuel. Period. Itmar, similar case. You have a dilapidated building, and I built it for you without your asking. And then he changes his mind. He says, you know what? I want my wood and my stones, my raw materials back. Rav Nachman Amar, Shomin Lo. Rav Sheshes Amar, Ein Shomin Lo. Machlokas, whether he could take and put it back to what it was. Meisvev, 1 second, we have a Tosefta, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer. Beishamai Omer, Shomelo, Beisel Omer, Ein Shomelo. Lamer of Nachman, Namer, Kebeishamai. Is this Machlokes Amorim, also Machlokes Tanoim? But how could one of them be like Beishamai? Huda Amar, Ki Aitanya. No, there's another opinion, not just Beishamai. Detanya, Shomelo, Diver, Rav Shimon Elazar. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Beishamai Omer, Shomelo, Beisel Omer, Ein Shomelo. Okay, my Haviela, what are we paskin about this case? Where again, Reuven builds up Shimon's churva without permission that he wants to take his stuff back. My havi Allah, Amar of Yaakov, Amar of Yochanan, it depends. Bibayis shomin lo, if it's in his house, and he built without permission, shomin lo, besada ain't shomin lo, besada, he cannot take back his netios. Besada my time, mishum, yishav Eretz Yisrael. Third time. Ika da amri mishum kaksha da ara, or just means, because if you rip out a tree, then you're weakening the land worse than what it was before you started. If you put in a tree and then rip it out. My benayim, you can benayim, chutzlaretz. Chutzlaretz, the first reason does not apply, but the second reason does apply. Period. We continue. Hamaskir, now we're getting back to maskir, socher, mashal shoel issues. Hamaskir buys the chaver b'yemosak shamim. Man rents out a house to his friend or department in the rainy season, and yoblo siyom and achag lada pesach. You cannot be motzi him from Sukkot till Pesach. All the way till Pesach, you can't get him out. Again, the Gemara will explain exactly what the case is. But during the summer, though, they have to give 30 days. What do you have to give 30 days? 30 days warning, 30 days of after you tell him, right? So the Gemara will talk about what 30 days is. Ubikrachim, but in villages where it's a little harder to sell, you always have to give a year. Ubechanuyos, where somebody's renting out your store, you have a storekeeper, so echad ayarz echad krachem shemas achodesh. You sure have to have a year. Why? Rashi explains, because storekeepers sell on credit, So if you make him move, then a lot of people who have to pay him are going to come back. He's not going to be there anymore. So you have to give him a year to be able for him to say, you know, you have to pay me. I'm leaving within a year. Because they give extended credit. And therefore you have to give them even more time. Says the Gemara. Why is the rainy season different? Right, Rashi says, Kasalka Daitach, Hai be Mosak Shamim, Liamek Shamim Ka'amar, Shapirish Lo Haskerli basically Mosak Shamim. And that's the Havamina. We think this means that if you say, you know, I want to rent your house out for the rainy season. So why should there be a difference? Maisha Yemosak Shamim, Dechi Agar Inish Besav Yemosak Shamim, Agar Lakuli Yemosak Shamim. If you say the rainy season, so the Mishnah is saying it means the entire rainy season. So Yemosak Hamanami, Dechi Agar Inish Besav Lakuli Yemosak Hama Agar. So if you say rainy season means whole rainy season, summer season should mean whole summer season. So Ella, rather, this is what it means. Yemosak Shamim Hainu Taima Delo Shchiach Besav Lamegar. In the rainy season, it's hard to find a place to live. Right? Who's moving in the rainy season? It's cold. So that's why it's harder. Therefore, you can't be motzi him. But one second, ema seifa bikrachim echem osak shachama veichem osak shavim shnei masar chodesh. But in the seifa it says in the villages you give 1 year. Vilu malu le yomei schiras bimosak shamim mafig le. After a year, if it's the middle of the winter, you're allowed to be motzi him. V'yamai haloshchiach beisel amegar. So what does the Mishnah mean that you give him? You have to the whole rainy season, but in the krachim a year. So if the year ends in the middle, you can do whatever you want. So Amar Rav Yehuda, loho diaktani. Now the issue here is not about being motziim, but how much warning you have to give. V'yachi gamar, this is how you should understand the Mishnah. Hamasker buys the chavero stam. Not for a specific rainy or summer season. If you're masker the house, stam, you know, rent the house. You can't be motziim even if the rental time finishes then. Unless you gave him 30 days meikara in the Yemosachama season. Before the rainy season starts, you had to give him 30 days to try to look for a house then, because otherwise it'll be too difficult. Tani Nami Hachi and the Brisa also supports this understanding. Kishamru Shloshim, Ukishamru Shnemasar Chodesh, Lo Amr Elo Hodio. That was the warning that you have to give him beforehand. Ukashem Sha Maskir Tarech Lohodia, Kach Socher Tarech Lohodia. Both directions. The tenant also has to give, warning. To Amarle, the landlord could say, Idotan, Havitarachno, Mosib, Nabe, and Ishmaelia. I would have found somebody else. Now I might be stuck with tenants that I might not be so interested in. So just like the tenant, the landlord has to give a warning, so to the tenant. Let's just finish the two dots, and then we'll bring up a tshuva. Amar of Asi, Imnechras, Yomecha, Yomotzak, Shomim, and Yochol, Osiyom, and Achag, Vada Pesach. If one of the 30 days went into the rainy season, it's too late. It has to all be done beforehand. Vanan shloshim yom ka'amar, ha'achi gamar, imnechras yom echa, b'yosak shamim, mehani shloshim yom, en yochol osiyom, mechag vada pesach. The entire 30-day warning has to be in Mosachama, full 30 days to find a house then. If any of those days go into the rainy season, he gets to stay there the entire time. Amar afuna v'imbala rabos b'dameha marbe. But if you want to raise the rent, you can raise the rent. Right, you're not allowed to throw him out, but you can raise the rent. Amalei Rav Nachman. So how does that help? Raising the rent is throwing them out. Hi, linkete bakufse delishbake luglima. Basically means a person grabs his friend in a place where it hurts, delishbake luglima, and then you're gonna try to get his coat off. Oh, I'm not touching the coat. I'm not touching the coat. I'm just hurting you, and obviously that's basically taking the coat. So here too, raising the rent is basically throwing him out. So lotricha da eiker base, you know, it means all rents went up. If all the rents went up, then you're allowed to raise the rent, even though you're not allowed to throw him out, because this is something that is accepted behavior. The Rashi and Tshuva in the sugya of Oven Inish Dina Lanafshe, the Rashi and Tshuva writes, whenever you have Oven Inish Dina Lanafshe, a dying taking the law into his own hands, it's always balanced by the factor of Linkete Bakufse at the Shavke Leglime, which is basically the way the Gemara says, oh come on, you're basically forcing him. That's what that Lashon means. But the Rashi and Tshuva in Klal Kuf Aleph, he says, that the Chacham may figure it out. V'lo masra afilu akasav amekros, al lechachamim, Rashi doras akovim benotim asmeros, upamim lahakel midine talmud, upamim lahachmir, tilaso siyog v'geder l'tzorach hashah. So the Chachamim, whenever they put laws and takanets into place, they have to figure out what is appropriate and what is not. The laws of tenants and landlords is very halacha l'maaseh. Rav Moshe talks about this in a tshuva in Choshen Mishpat in Aleph Ayin Beis. He talks about a tenant doesn't want to leave, and the law is that he doesn't have to leave. The masker needs the house for himself. So he talks about various elements, Dina de Machus Adina versus Halacha, and Rav Moshe says a lot of this you go by Dina de Machus Adina. And you can't say that the Torah has any different laws when it's not against any law in the Torah. Whenever there are laws between a tenant and the landlord, Rav Moshe is very strongly supportive of Dina de Machus Adina. Again, Choshe Mishpat Aleph Ayin Beis. Let's just try to do a little more. And then we'll stop. Says the Gemara, Pshita, Nafale Beisa, if the landlord's house fell down, and now he doesn't have any place to live, Amarle lo adifas minai, you're no better than me, right? Just like if I wouldn't be able to be thrown out during the rainy season, so I shouldn't have to go out on the street, so I'm sorry, I'm taking my house. Rashi says here, only once higias mano. Third wide line in Rashi, hov higias mano. Right, the Grub points out that not ever all Rishonim hold of this, right? The Tosfos on Tamar's daf does not hold of this. Machlokes, if the landlord's house falls down, could he throw out the tenant? Even if lo higias mano. That's the machlokes. Back to the Gemara. Zavni or Urso Yavi Bimatana. But if the landlord sells it or is morish it or gives it away to a gift, Amale, the tenant can then say, Lo Adifas mi gavra dasas mine. Well, he shouldn't be better than me. And therefore, the tenant could stay there. Kalo lebre, what if the landlord wants to give it to his son as a wedding present? Chazinon, iavi efshelo duye, iboilo duye. If there was a way that he could have given the tenant warning, then he has to. Vilo, if it was a surprise engagement and too immediate and too fast, so, amale lo divas minoi. He could say, well, you know better than me, I didn't know, and therefore the landlord is the one that has the upper hand. Ho gavad is of an arba de chamra. Let's look at this case. There was a man that sold a boat of wine to his friend. Lo ashkol tukti lo osuve. And he bought a boat full of wine. He couldn't find a place to put the wine. Amalala hi itza istra dukti lo gure. He says to a woman, you have any storage houses? Amalala lo, sorry. So he has a plan. Azal kitsha. He marries her. He goes out with her, marries her. Yavale dukti lo aile. And then he's like, can I put my stuff in the storage house? Sure. He does. Azal basically goes home. Kazav la gita. He sends her a get. Shadela, and he sent it to her. So she says, I could also play hardball. Azla I agwa shkulai mine ube. She went and hired out workers, paying for them from some of the wine, right? Selling the wine and paying for it. Afikte v'osve b'shvila. She took out the wine and put it all in the street. Right, put it all in the street. Amrafun ibrahim Rav Yeshua. Kasher asa, kedi asa lo. Gmulo yashub roshal. He got what he deserved. Right, this woman has no rights. You say you're not allowed to put out somebody's stuff normally, but in this case you can, right? He doesn't deserve it. Lo mi boy chatzar delokayim ala agra. And not only if the storage house that the woman had usually was not rented out. Alafilu chatzar delokayim ala agra. Even if it normally was, amrele she could say, l'kuliyama nichale logure ulachalo nichale. I just got a bad feeling from you. I don't want to rent it out to you. The dumbest alaiki arya arva. Right, you're like a lion that's about to pounce on me, and therefore I'm not interested in renting it out to you. Because they give a lot of credit, very long credit. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Maybe we'll start with the Meiri on tomorrow's daf, what we learn out from this story, and then, Be'ez Hashem, we will continue.